In Lebanon, the government and opposition today agreed on a national unity cabinet in which major decisions could be taken only by consensus. Arab League chief Amer Moussa gave the news earlier today that a new cabinet is the key demand of the Hezbollah opposition, whose supporters have staged protests and daily sit-ins since December 1st.
Further talks are needed, however. The Syrian and Iranian-backed Hezbollah has demanded a veto power, while Prime Minister Fouad Saniora, who is backed by the United States and Europe, has rejected this demand. Professor of International Relations at Beirut St. Joseph's University, Khalil Karam, said an overall resolution must not rest on one issue.
There is a process that has to be followed. This meeting was supposed to send the governmental proposal to the parliament. This didn't happen because they didn't want to embarrass the Speaker of the House, who is trying to play a mediator role, although he is on the side of Hezbollah, but still he has a mediator role and everybody are trying to protect this role. It cannot be done as an isolated process. It has to be in a package deal that involves the widening of the number of ministers, the presidential election, the electoral law, the international trial, and so it's a package deal. It cannot be taken as an isolated issue.